St. John Neumann became the first American man and first American bishop to be proclaimed a saint.
Hello, I'm Dolores Nolan, your virtual tour guide for Saints of New York.
He wasn't a native-born American. He was born March 28, 1811, in Bohemia, which is now part of the Czech Republic. He came from a humble home with hard-working parents. His father was German and his mother was Czech. He had four sisters and a brother. In the church, he rose from humble parish priest to Bishop of Philadelphia. St. John Neumann was the first to organize a Catholic diocesan school system, and he increased the number of Catholic schools in his diocese from 1 to 200. Sometimes when I think about the saints, I envision larger-than-life superheroes. Perhaps it's because of all those large statues and stained glass windows that convey a supernatural quality. But when it comes to St. John Neumann, in terms of appearance, nothing could be further from the truth. Physically, he was short, only 5 feet 2 inches tall. His health was always questionable, and he had a quiet nature. But he had a ferocious strength of will and a powerful devotion to his calling to serve God. In Philadelphia, you can see his remains on display in a glass-enclosed altar in the lower church of St. Peter the Apostle in the Northern Liberties section. But New York claims him, too, because his early days in America and as a young priest were spent in the city and upstate New York. He was ordained by Bishop John Dubois in Old St. Patrick's Church and celebrated his first Mass as a priest on June 26, 1836 in St. Nicholas Catholic Church, the first German Catholic church in New York City. Your stroll will take us to where St. Nicholas Catholic Church once stood, in the Lower East Side on 2nd Street between 1st Avenue and Avenue A. On the St. John Neumann stroll, we'll venture into the Alphabet City section, where the streets have single-letter names. You might know of Alphabet City from the Tony Award-winning musical Avenue Q, but in reality, the lettered streets are only from A to D. You're going to stroll through Tompkins Square Park, a lush oasis with a significant history in the community. And you'll visit Church of the Most Holy Redeemer, the second German Catholic church in New York City. And you'll see St. Bridget's Church, the famine church built by Irish immigrants who escaped the Great Famine of the 19th century. The St. John Neumann stroll begins at 2nd Avenue and Houston Street. Now that's the street that non-New Yorkers mispronounce as Houston. The spelling is the same, but the New York City spelling is a corruption. In New York, the street is named for William Houston, H-O-U-S-T-O-U-N. He was a delegate from Georgia to the convention in New York, and he assisted in the framing of the Constitution of the United States. He married into the family who cut the street through their estate. The city in Texas is named for Texas hero Sam Houston. It's easy to get to Houston and 2nd Avenue. Simply take the F subway to the 2nd Avenue stop. Take the Allen and 1st Avenue exit up to the street. You'll be at an intersection of Houston, Allen, and 1st Avenue. Now, you might hear birds chirping and children laughing as you ascend the stairs. That's because you'll be right at First Park. The verdant urban Perret Square is at this intersection, too. And if you look down Houston, you'll see the famous Katz's Delicatessen, known as New York City's oldest and best deli since 1888, at 205 Houston. It's just a couple blocks stroll. As you stroll to where St. Nicholas Catholic Church once stood, you'll soak up the atmosphere of what I feel is a neighborhood that has retained some of that old New York look and feel. Most of the buildings are brick, 6 or so stories high. The hallmarks of gentrification have not completely invaded this section of Manhattan yet. You don't see skyscrapers. Swank condo loft rehabs have been respectful to the original architecture of the neighborhood. They blend in nicely. And how about those tree-lined streets? They provide a leafy green canopy for summer shade during those hot town summer the city days, and maybe leaf houses during the autumn in New York. From 1st Street, stroll 1st Avenue uptown towards 2nd Street. You'll pass EastVillageRadio.com. It's a narrow, state-of-the-art storefront studio for a free internet radio station. It serves as a voice for the local downtown cultural scene and as a forum for the community. From 2nd Street, cross 1st Avenue and continue strolling 2nd Street towards Avenue A. You'll pass a small Ukrainian shop at 89 East 2nd Street called Arca. Oh, you'll be drawn in by the riot of color that jumps out at you from the shop windows. Every bit of space on the floor and the walls is filled with ethnic apparel, icons, and jewelry. Just down from ARCA is Beth Israel Meltzer Community Health Center at 94 East 2nd Street. And next to the health center is a parking lot, which could have been the site of St. Nicholas Catholic Church, the first German Catholic church in New York City. It was a brick building that stood at 121 East 2nd Street. The land was purchased from America's first multimillionaire, John Jacob Astor. The church was dedicated on Easter Sunday, 1836, and St. John Neumann celebrated his first Mass as a priest at St. Nicholas on June 26, 1836. Right after the parking lot is number 35, a residential building with Gothic arches. The building could be original from the second St. Nicholas building, which was erected in 1848 in the Gothic Revival style. Next is number 137, Cardinal Spellman Center. This houses Catholic New York Big Brothers and Big Sisters, a Head Start program, and the offices of Nazareth Housing. St. Nicholas was sold in 1960 and demolished, and even though it's no longer on 2nd Street, it's nice to know there's still a spirit of service and care for the neighborhood with the community and health centers here. In the 1840s and 1850s, much of Alphabet City was once known as Little Germany. What a perfect place for German native-speaking John Neumann to be sent to serve the community and to be prepared for his ordination. By the mid-19th century, New York City was considered the third largest German-speaking city in the world after Berlin and Vienna. With the growing German population, a larger church was built in 1844 on 3rd Street. So if you look north, you can see the dome of the second German Catholic Church in New York City, Church of the Most Holy Redeemer. You can stroll there by walking north on Avenue A. But if you're hungry, I recommend you turn right on Avenue A and walk back to the corner of Houston Street to Nice Guy Eddie's. It's a great joint, a sports bar, sorta, full of character and characters, but really good pub food at cheap prices and delightful waitresses and bartenders. Good tunes on the jukebox, too, many from the 70s. But you might think you're dining in some other city because the portions are so big they could feed a family of four. There's also Angelina Cafe at 36B on Avenue A at 3rd Street. It's an adorable French bistro. I love their yummy, savory crepes. My favorite is the spicy tuna with olives. And I love the whimsical decor, especially the birdcage that's hanging from the ceiling. Now, on the way to the Church of the Most Holy Redeemer, I always stop in at Gallery J. Antonio, if not to buy, at least to look, because it's chock full of creativity. Crafts, glass, jewelry, furniture, and they do watch repair. And how convenient, too. Gallery J. Antonio is on Avenue A at East 3rd Street, so just cross Avenue A and stroll down 3rd Street to visit Church of the Most Holy Redeemer. It's an immense structure that still dominates the neighborhood. And if you can go inside, you'll be knocked over by the art. There's everything from murals to large stained glass windows, 3D Stations of the Cross, and larger-than-life statues. You wouldn't think it, but aesthetically, it all works. For a quick and direct route to Tompkins Square Park and St. Bridget's Church, simply walk down to Avenue A, then make a left to walk north to 8th Street. But for a more dramatic approach, go back to Avenue A to walk north to 7th Street and enter Tompkins Square Park. Now, this park is probably best known for the Tompkins Square Park police riot of August 1988. The riot ensued when police brutally enforced a curfew. Walk to the far side of the park to St. Bridget's Roman Catholic Church. It has presided over Tompkins Square Park on the corner of Avenue B and 8th Street since 1848. Destined for demolition, miraculously, nearly at the 11th hour, an angel appeared and donated $20 million to restore the church, support the school, and other Catholic schools in need. This historic icon of faith, education, and charity will have a new life serving its diverse ethnic community, and we are very thankful. St. John Neumann's roadmap to America and to fulfilling his deepest desires is a real I-did-it-my-way New York story. As a young seminarian, John Neumann read about the wave of German Catholics that had emigrated to the United States. The U.S. was bereft of German-speaking priests to serve them. John Neumann was moved to become a missionary in America to care for his German brethren. When John Norman finished his examinations at seminary, the bishop was ill, which cancels his ordination. Then he learned his ordination would not be rescheduled because, get this, there was an overabundance of priests in Bohemia that year. Can you believe that? Norman was determined to serve as a priest for the German immigrants in America, so he took things into his own hands and decided he'd go to America, get ordained there, and live out his priestly life. He had little money, but that didn't stop him. He walked most of the way to France to board the immigrant ship Europa to America, and after a 40-day crossing of the Atlantic, his ship was delayed several days for quarantine. Impatient, resourceful, but undaunted, and driven by the Holy Spirit, he got a ride in a rowboat to Staten Island and reached Manhattan by a small steamer on June 2, 1836. He knew no one in New York. He'd never received a response to letters of inquiry he sent to New York Catholic clergy, and there was no one there to welcome him. His first day in New York City was spent trudging the city, looking for Catholic churches. God only knows where that poor 25-year-old immigrant slept that night. But divine intervention played a role in his life the second day in New York. He met up with Bishop John Dubois and learned that, like ships passing in the night, a letter had been sent to him accepting his service as a missionary. He was ordained in Old St. Patrick's on Saturday, June 25, 1836. Not only did John Norman spend time serving the German immigrants in New York City, he was sent to the missionaries in upstate New York, to Buffalo, and the surrounding area that extended to Niagara Falls. Like the settlers he served, he labored hard in the missions. Often he would walk from town to town, though he did learn to ride a horse, but it was a rough ride in the wilds of the New York frontier. It was a harsh and a lonely life for him and for the flock he served. Eventually, he became a Redemptorist, the first priest to do so in the New World. He took his vows in Baltimore, where he was also naturalized as an American citizen on February 10, 1848. When he was made Bishop of Philadelphia, many thought he did not fit the bill for such a high-ranking position in the church. He received much criticism due to his appearance, self-effacing manner, and old-world accent. He was also thought unsuitable because of his German background. But St. John Norman showed them a thing or two. He plunged into his duties with vigor. He dealt with many serious administrative and financial problems. In response to open rebellion at the Philadelphia Church Holy Trinity, he forged a legal battle and took it on appeal all the way to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. It was a clash between trustees of the church and its German-speaking pastor. Under the previous bishop, the court decided that the rebellious trustees were the legal owners of the Holy Trinity property. The church was closed. After 2 years of litigation, Norman won a landmark victory. The Supreme Court decreed that those who did not recognize the authority of the Catholic Church were not members and therefore could not hold title to church property. Holy Trinity reopened under the authority of Bishop Norman, and services are still conducted there. This unassuming prince of the church was an intellectual giant. He was a student of physics, astronomy, botany, as well as theology. Multilingual all his life, he learned English by working in a factory with English-speaking workers. He served many different ethnic groups through his priestly life, including Germans, Irish, Italians, and Scottish. At his death, he spoke 12 different languages, including his native German and Bohemian, Greek, Italian, Spanish, Irish, Latin. Bishop Norman was beatified by Pope Paul VI during the Second Vatican Council on October 1963. He was canonized by Pope Paul VI on June 19, 1977. His feast day is January 5th, the anniversary of his death in 1860 in Philadelphia. He was only 48 years of age. Almost immediately, pilgrims were drawn to his grave with claims of extraordinary miracles of grace. Pope Paul VI said that Bishop John Norman was a great blessing to his diocese. As the ultimate shepherd, he sanctified and kept watch and sacrificed himself for his flock. St. John Norman overcame much weakness and many difficulties to serve God and care for his flock. He let nothing keep him from responding to his calling to serve Christ. I think we can look at this super saint for inspiration where we're challenged in any way in our lives. Now, if your soul yearns for spirits of a different kind, I'll be sending you off to McSorley's Old Ale House. It was established in 1854, and it's the oldest continuously operated saloon in New York City. I know the likes of Abraham Lincoln and John Lennon passed through the swinging doors of McSorley's, but I'm not so sure about St. John Neumann. But I don't think he'd mind if you lifted a pint in his memory. Just walk out of Tompkins Square Park and stroll west on 7th Street. You'll come upon McSorley's at 15 East 7th Street near 3rd Avenue. I hope you enjoyed this stroll through Alphabet City in the steps of St. John Neumann. He was a son, a brother, an administrator, a writer, a missionary, a priest, a bishop, a saint.